lace up my boots real tight. I've got my flaws to fight.
I'll be your superhero. I'll save you anytime. I'll be your vigilante, defeating the bad guys. I'll be your superhero.
What up and welcome back to Uncanny Fans. I'm Jonathan.
I'm Daddy D in the place to be.
All right, so we're getting ready to watch the last episode of The Flash. And we thought we'd do an episode talking about, I guess, everything else going on.
This is a sad day, but a happy day for comic book fans everywhere. The last live-action TV show for superheroes.
What are you talking about? Superman and Lois is still going on.
The last one that actually matters.
Superman and Lois is amazing. And it's Arrowverse adjacent.
It's a completely different universe.
But it's spun out of the Arrowverse.
But it's not in the Arrowverse.
But it's spun out of it. Diggle jumps back and forth between the two universes. It's the same Diggle. They reference when he went to that Earth on The Flash. So it's Arrowverse adjacent. It's the same Superman that was in Supergirl. He got spun out into his own universe after Crisis. It's a spin-off of the Arrowverse. But which is the weirdest thing I've ever heard of. You're spinning out a show from its own unit. Whatever. Regardless, that's still on the air. And that's better than The Flash. Current. I mean, The Flash at its heyday was great. But this Superman show is better than that. Than what it is now.
I should probably give it an honest chance.
I only watched the first episode. Because I couldn't get into it. But there's Gotham Knights.
That one just leaves a bad taste because how the game went down. It's just...
I haven't played the game. The game looks fun. You saying the game is bad?
A little bit.
This has nothing to do with the game, though. Bruce Wayne has an adopted kid who is not Dick, not Jason, not Tim. Some other kid. And then is killed in the first episode. And so this kid is now running around with a bunch of other criminals. It's stupid.
I mean, it ain't the first time he's adopted somebody then gone missing.
But this kid's not Robin.
Neither was Orphan.
It's so cheesy looking. I couldn't get past the first episode. But there's other comic book shows out there. There's other DC shows. Harley Quinn's still going on. We still have half a season of Doom Patrol left.
R.I.P. Titans. It had a Titans. Fucking solid four seasons.
I love the ending of Titans. I thought that was great.
Plus, with the way they did all the Beast Boy stuff, I'm like,
that was pretty so legit. Amazing. That was pretty legit. Titans went out strong. That show from beginning to end is great, and I love that we got Tim in the Robin outfit. Now that I've finally started reading DC comics, to be fair, I haven't read a lot with Jason as Robin, but Tim is almost as cool as Dick to me. He's a really great Robin. I like him better than Damian.
I trust we're probably never going to get a live-action Damian Wayne.
Nah, we will.
The last time we even got Talia al Ghul in live-action was The Dark Knight.
No, it wasn't. Was in Gotham.
Talia?
Oh, I thought you said Raj. Because
remember, you have to have the live-action Talia to get to Damian.
Well, she was in Arrow. He had two daughters in Arrow. So she was in Arrow.
But that also means you got to have a live Bruce Wayne. Because
well, according to Arrowverse lore, Bruce Wayne is missing somewhere. So Bruce Wayne exists in the Arrowverse. He's just missing.
To be continued on that part, because unless we've seen anywhere that could hint where Bruce Wayne is, it's hard to tell if he went missing because Nightfall or something else. Or if you were missing because he actually got kidnapped.
Well, first of all, the Arrowverse is ending, and I doubt Damian Wayne's going to show up in the last episode of The Flash. But the point is, conceivably, in that universe, Damian Wayne could have existed.
A lot of people could have existed, but the timeline was reset too many times. I mean, some of them were good. Some of them were out of Flash's control, but...
I'm just glad that we got Tim Drake in costume. So we got to see... We got to see Dick, Jason, and Tim all in the Robin outfit over the course of that show. They went through three Robins in one show. It only lasted 4 years.
I'm actually glad we got a lot, or we got a DC show where it actually wasn't afraid to take the darker toll.
Oh yeah, Titans was so gritty. I mean, the first episode when Dick is running around as Robin, he's throwing fucking little R stars at people, cutting them up. There's blood everywhere.
And we love to see it.
Titans is, I think, one of the best live action DC shows we've ever had. Doom Patrol is so much fun, though. I love Doom Patrol too, but it's I think Titans is the gold standard.
Over Smallville?
Way over Smallville. Smallville. The only thing Smallville had going for it was it came out when I was a teenager and the girls were hot and slutty. So the only thing Smallville had going for it.
That is not the only thing it had going for it. It gave us the technically it did give us the better version of Justice League, and we got Bart Allen.
Better version of the Justice League. That was so corny.
Look, we got it. It may not be what we expect, what we needed, but we got it.
Smallville was a show that went on too long, much like Supernatural. It went on too long.
I mean, it was one of them shows where it bridged the gap between actual comic stuff and our comic stuff where we grew up on, and the comic stuff that we grew to love.
They brought in Jimmy Olsen, killed him off, and then brought in his brother to play the other Jimmy Olsen. Why? Why was that necessary?
Because there's a difference between Jimmy Olsen and James Olsen, but you can call them both Jimmy.
It's so ridiculous.
It is some DC type shit to do that, though. And that's a flash fact.
Smallville was corny as hell.
But you gotta admit, seeing Blue Beetle, Booster Gold, and Cyborg, and Bart Allen Flash.
They did, well, okay, so who's the best live-action Cyborg? The famous Jet Jackson, who was on Smallville. Mm-hmm. Ray Fisher from the Snyderverse, or the dude from Doom Patrol. Hands down, it's the dude from Doom Patrol.
Technically, you gotta give it to him by default because it's... Well, first things first, we're comparing movies to TV shows.
Two TV shows and a movie. But if you take Cyborg from the Snyder Cut, that movie's all about him. It's his movie. I'm not talking about the Cyborg from Joss Whedon's Justice League. I'm talking about the one from Zack Snyder's. That's 4 hours and half of it's about him.
It was. That one was really good. But
it was too damn long. And a lot of it was pointless.
Honestly, you got, given the times that came out,
Doom Patrol and the Snyder Cut overlap.
Yeah, Doom Patrol Cyborg was a lot better than his actual Cyborg. Plus, he actually got the arm cannon and said, Booyah.
I will give...
And he had the face thing.
Yeah. Well, the dude from the movie, Ray Fisher, refused. He said that was racist to say that.
It's not exactly racist, but I understand where he's coming from.
And famous Jet Jackson, Smallville didn't have the budget to do Cyborg right. That's not his fault.
They didn't have the tech to do him right either.
Have the technology and they didn't have the budget. So that's not his fault.
I mean, look at how they did Blue Beetle, though. I
don't remember Blue Beetle in Smallville.
He was on an episode because that was when they brought him to China.
Okay. I need to rewatch it. They're both in the
same episode. It's like, hey, I found a scarab that I lost it. I don't know where it went. Then he busted the suit.
I do think that he's one of the better Lex Luthers. The Smallville Lex Luthor?
It wasn't Zatanna. It was Blue Arrow's Booster Gold.
Oh, I remember Booster Gold. I just don't remember Blue Beetle.
Their episodes were back to back.
I gotta rewatch it.
Plus, the way we got Doomsday in there too. Dark technically,
which
we got Dark
was
Sun.
Ridiculous. Doomsday kills Superman, so you're gonna have him fight Superman before he even becomes Superman. I'm telling you, it went on too long.
You also gotta think about all of the internal threats the U.S. was going through that day. Because remember, swine flu was a thing.
What does that have to do with anything?
Look, if you give people a good show to watch especially during crisis like that, it kind of solidifies itself. COVID drop. What'd they give us?
Okay, so out of all the Superman shows, you put Smallville at the top.
Technically, it's not a Superman show. It's a Clark Kent
show. We'll include... Okay, so you got The Adventures of Superman from the 1950s, which is a genius show. Have you ever seen... I haven't seen all of it, but the episodes I've seen is genius. Less superpowers, more like detective show. But it's really well done.
Still think they should have made that a Batman show, but okay.
The Batman show from the 60s. The Superman show, Adventures of Superman was great. The Adventures of Superboy. Now that is cheesy, corny like Smallville, but that's
that one fun. I don't even know existed.
I've only seen the first season, but it's really fun. You got the New Adventures of Lois and Clark, The New Adventures of Superman. That's my personal favorite.
Started it, haven't got all the way through yet, but I'm kind of liking what I see.
It's so. And Terry Hatcher is just gorgeous. Then you got Smallville. Then you got Lois and Superman. Superman and Lois, or whatever the fuck it's called.
I'm not going to lie. The parts of the Super... When I first started Superman and Lois, I'm like, okay, cool. Then I found out about the kids, and it's like, the fuck?
It's my second favorite. Like, I like it almost as much as Lois and Clark. Like, I think he's a great Superman.
He is a great Superman, but it's just, I could not get... It was a chore to get through the first season of Lois or Superman and Lois. And even then...
Still is in the show. How do you not love that?
Do you know how hard it was for me to get through the first 10 episodes?
He's the best Superman after Christopher Reeve.
You can't just dog my man Brandon Routh like that.
Brandon Routh redeemed himself with the crossover when he played Kingdom Come Superman. He did redeem himself. But Superman Returns was bad.
It was 2006. We were in the peak of edgy shit. What do you expect to have happen?
It was still bad.
We were in... That was literally peak edgy.
Oh my god, that movie was bad.
Remember, not even 2 months later, we got...
But he redeemed Batman himself. Begins. He redeemed himself.
Do you remember how edgy Batman Begins was?
I don't think the Christopher Nolan movies are good.
Exactly. Do you remember how edgy that shit was?
Yeah, it was... Everyone...
There's literally a year difference between that and that.
He's off so hard.
But if we're going best Superman, period, there's only one choice.
Christopher Reeve.
Fuck you.
If you say Henry Cavill, I'm going to smack you.
I'm saying Henry Cavill.
You're insane. He's not even top five.
What you mean? There's only been five.
All right. You got Christopher Reeve as number one.
Mm-hmm.
You got, what's his name? Teen Wolf guy.
Tyler Hoechlin.
Yes. George Reeves from The Adventures in Superman. Then you got, I know people don't like his politics, but you got old boy from Lois and Clark, Dean Cain. And then you got Kingdom Come, Brandon Routh, Superman. So all five of those, I like better. Henry Cavill definitely beats Tom Welling and the dude from Adventures in Superboy. So he comes in at number six. To be fair, Henry Cavill has the potential to be a great Superman. He's just had really shitty scripts.
I mean, the script for Man of Steel wasn't that bad, honestly.
Oh my god, it was horrible. He let his dad die for no damn reason. You can't call Batman Begins emo and then be like, Man of Steel was not. Man of Steel was the most emo shit I've ever seen. And I got the fucking collector's edition, only 5,000 copies of it. Shit was emo.
Look, first off, he didn't let him die. He was told not to save him. Specifically, let me die.
Man of Steel downplayed Jonathan. Superman's whole origin story is that he came to Earth, was raised by good, down-to-earth people, and that's why he's Superman. But because they got, who was it, Russell Crowe to play Kal-El, or Jor-El, they downplayed Jonathan Kent so that he was nothing, and upplayed Jor-El. That movie did Jonathan Kent so much disjustice.
Honestly, it did not, though.
Oh, it did.
Look. What's the most noble thing?
The whole movie is him going, don't help anyone, don't save anyone, let everyone else die.
Nah. His whole thing
you watch the movie?
I did. His whole, literally, at the end is like, look, I get you trying to help people, but you gotta do it on the cool. Do not make yourself a target. The world's not ready for you yet. The world's very big. You will get overwhelmed with the shit until you're ready. And then it's like, oh yeah, you're finally getting up there. Oh. Oh, it's my time. Nah, son, you can do a lot of things, but saving me right now is not going to help you in the future. You gotta let me go.
Man of Steel does not capture the heart of who Superman is.
It captures the heart of New 52 Superman very well.
Yeah, but I didn't like New 52 Superman.
What you got against New 52 Superman?
New 52 is the younger Superman, right? The younger, kind of more moody.
Yeah, I didn't like that. But you got to admit, he did a lot. Like, given the entire...
I've only read a few issues with him in it, but I didn't like the attitude.
The best thing that came from was Kryptonian Battle Armor and him actually fighting Rao. Even though he got his ass beat. Like worse than Doomsday beat. And still came back.
I just don't understand how you complain about Batman Begins being edgy and dark, and then you worship at the altar of Man of Steel.
Because man actually got the cinematic when Superman first takes flight, right? That moment still gives you chills.
Zack Snyder's done...
To this day!
Zack Snyder has done two good comic book movies in his career, and none of them have Superman in it. One of them is technically not even a superhero movie, but I count it because I love that movie, and it's superhero-esque.
Which one?
That'd be Sucker Punch. Sucker Punch was genius.
That's not even superhero-esque. It's just a delusional stripper.
Oh, it's she's not a stripper. She's an insane person.
Delusional stripper.
She's not a stripper!
She wanted to be, though.
Dear Lord. Sucker Punch was great, and then literally, his Watchmen's pretty good.
Okay, Watchmen is good. But still, in Sucker Punch, she literally, every time she goes in all the superhero stuff, that's when she starts dancing. She's in her own little world.
She was like, wasn't she like a ballerina or something? She's not a stripper. Dear Lord. But those are his two good superhero movies.
They was trying to pimp her
out. He wanted to make the Amazonians Kryptonians. Did you hear that? He said in an interview that if he had kept making the movies, it would have come out that Wonder Woman and all the Amazons were Kryptonians.
To be honest, that would make sense in a certain scenario. But for the most part, that's a little line you shouldn't cross.
Zack Snyder doesn't understand the characters.
He understood enough where Superman literally had to kill Zod.
Superman always kills Zod. Christopher Reeves killed Zod. He threw him down an endless pit. That's not new.
Unless you see a dead body, it's not dead. It's just eternal falling in limbo.
Superman always kills Zod. That's not new.
He does not always kill Zod.
You know, Christopher Reeves movies was the only ones that count. He killed Zod.
They are not the only ones that count.
They by far. You don't think they're the best if we don't count part four? You're telling me Man of Steel is a better movie than the 1970 Superman.
Okay, if we go on the first Superman, then Man of Steel, Man of Steel. The second one is like...
You know what? Compare the second one to Man of Steel because they're both versus Zod. Who did versus Zod better? You gotta give it to Superman 2.
That is a hard one. Because they're going, just think about how they start terraforming there too. That is another thing you got to compete with. Versus just like destroying a city versus trying to terraform the entire Earth. The gravities of the situations are completely different.
I don't know.
It's like, oh, Superman saved Metropolis. Oh, Superman legitly saved the entire fucking world from this shit.
I don't understand the hype behind the Zack Snyder movies. I don't think they're as great as people think they are. I thought the same thing with the Christopher Nolan Batman movies. I don't think they're as great as people think they are.
I mean, honestly,
Dark Knight Rises is one of the worst movies I've ever seen.
They drop so many plot holes in that.
That's as bad as Spider-Man 3, and I love Sam Raimi, but that is bad.
Spider-Man 3 remember, this is like pre-2010s where everyone's like, we're just getting out of the edgy stuff. Where it's like, okay, now we can get back to actual facts.
Spider-Man 3 with Peter Parker's doing the dance. Because he's bad.
I mean, we also got to look at it this way.
Oh, dear Lord.
Sam Raimi's Spider-Man walked, so Andrew Garfield's Spider-Man could run. And web swing.
I don't think Andrew Garfield gets enough credit. Well, Andrew Garfield is Henry Cavill. They have the same problem. They love the characters, they understood the characters, and they had the potential to be great, and then they didn't have good scripts.
That I can agree with. I can because wholeheartedly agree.
In No Way Home, Andrew Garfield knocked it out of the park. He was the best of the three. You give him a good script, he was made for that role. Amazing Spider-Man was alright. Amazing Spider-Man 2 sucked, but it's not his fault. The movie...
It's not that it sucked, it's more of it set up too much, then we never got it.
It had the Iron Man 2 problem, but Iron Man 2 only works because Avengers worked. Amazing Spider-Man 2 didn't set anything up because nothing else came out of it. But also, I hated their Harry Osborn. To me, he ruins the whole movie.
What you picked through in the movie?
Oh my god, I hated him.
Of all the things that went wrong with that movie, that's what you picked.
Every time he spoke, it just infuriated me. Oh, and the Rhino was bad. They ruined the Rhino. What did you hate about the movie? To me, it was those two things. It was Harry Osborn and the Rhino.
It's the fact that they set up the one... They set up nobody just getting everyone together. But then he doesn't do anything. He's just a post-credits thing. He's like, oh, this must mean something. Well, tune in next time. Next time never comes. Well, fuck you, Infinite Cocktease.
But that's not fair. That was out of their control. That was the studio's decision. You gotta hate them for something that happened in the movie. What you hate them for in the movie is who they cast as Harry Osborn. He did not do a good job.
I can't really think of anything else I hate in the movie. Aside from, they could have made Electro not blue. From the jump, they knew they could have done that.
I didn't care. That was fine. I liked Electro. I thought Electro was pretty cool.
I'm not gonna lie. The soundtrack was the saving grace of the movie.
And I love that they killed off Gwen. I mean, I liked her. I thought she was a great Gwen. But that just that they did that in a movie.
It still also would have been the perfect place to introduce a Mary Jane in that universe.
I'm positive that's where part 3 would have gone.
Right. It's like, you could have at least gave us a hint of who it would have been. Instead of just making us wonder still to this day.
And that was a much better choice than... Amazing Spider-Man 3 introducing Gwen Stacy in the third movie.
Amazing Spider-Man did introduce her in the first movie.
No, not Amazing. I'm sorry. Sam Raimi's Spider-Man 3 introduced Gwen Stacy in the third movie. Which is like, why? He's already with Mary Jane. Why do you have to introduce Gwen Stacy?
I mean, at least they didn't kill her in that one.
She didn't need to be in it.
But what we really need in the Spider-Man universe, where is Felicia Hardy?
I don't know. So why are you excited for this Beast Wars movie? They're going to butcher it.
Hold up. I'm thinking about it right, though. They actually did introduce Felicia Hardy. Remember, she was his assistant. She was Harry's assistant in Amazing Spider-Man 2.
That's right, they did introduce
her. And we didn't get anything out of it! Yeah. We didn't even get a hint of her attempting to get powers or steal anything.
So apparently, they're making a Kraven the Hunter movie where he's an animal lover. I have never heard anything in my life that makes me more upset than that statement. His name is Kraven the Hunter. The Hunter. He hunts. It's what he does.
I mean, you could have a murderer and still call him the murderer. But he doesn't murder people. Well, he doesn't murder animals. He just murders the people who try to murder animals.
Then why make him Kraven the Hunter?
Because you gotta hunt down the people killing your animals.
That is stupid. Let him... Why are you fucking with his origin story?
Dog, we're in 2023. Are you really asking that question?
It's just stupid.
This is literally the best... Or either the best time or the worst time to reboot a lot of things.
You wanna talk about a movie that set shit up that never got paid off? It's Morbius. I'm still trying to understand how fucking the Vulture got took from the MCU to Morbius' universe. That doesn't make any sense.
Honestly, I'm really... It's a hella long stretch. I'm still banking on the fact that, okay...
They're we not know getting we're, a Morbius too.
Oh, no, not that. We're still getting Secret Wars. We know that for sure. But it's just a whole bunch of small little jumps and nods to
it. But what... Well, that's the fourth Avenger movie, right? Secret Wars. Avengers 4, Secret Wars.
But there's so many little things we gotta put in place. It's like, but, oh, all these little things.
sleeping.
But what version of Secret Wars? There's four different versions of Secret Wars. There's the Beyonder takes a bunch of heroes and villains to a planet and have them fight it out. There's the Beyonder tries to destroy the whole universe. There is Nick Fury gets a small team together to break into Doctor Doom's country to try to steal some shit. And then there's the Multiverse Collide.
They can't do the Multiverse... Well, they can still do the Multiverse Collide thing, but I highly doubt they're going to, just given how all Doctor Strange stuff was explained.
They're not going to do the Beyonder shit, because that's too corny. It wouldn't hold up in... Plus, you would want more time to play with the Beyonder than one movie.
But also, if you think about it, we could technically get Kang versus Beyonder.
Do we still have a Kang? Apparently, he's not in Loki Season 2, which I find really odd, because Loki Season 1 is setting him up entirely, so what is Loki Season 2 if not all about him?
I mean, you literally... There's no... You can recast him, but at the same time, it's not going to have the same effect at this point. For the... Look.
Is he even guilty? Like, is anything even come out of that, or...?
He was never even guilty. It's like, no, the evidence shows... Woman was lying the entire fucking time.
She admitted she was lying.
People just do not like taking accountability for their actions. Like, oh, you might be guilty. We gotta let you go.
Well, as far as I know, Marvel's the only ones that haven't fired him. But Marvel's now not mentioning him in anything. So they haven't officially fired him. Like his agents, his managers, and every other movie he's in.
I don't think they're going to fire him, because let's be honest.
Well, a lot of stuff's already filmed.
You can't retcon an entire character that's been across this many things.
You can, but you shouldn't.
Remember, he's been all the stuff in Loki, and then
they just recast Thunderbolt Ross.
I thought that was because one of the guys died.
Yeah, because Thunderbolt Ross died. I mean, they still recast him.
The only time that's actually worked so far is with Don Shield and Terrence Howard. That's the only time it's worked so far.
So you don't think Harrison Ford's going to pull it off?
To be continued on that one, but... Well, no, there's one other case it's actually worked in.
What?
Because remember, they recast Scott Lang's daughter.
Twice now?
Yeah, and it's worked. Those are the only two exceptions where it's worked so far. Changed my mind.
Well, we'll see what... I don't want them to recast, though. I like Jonathan Majors.
But people are saying, like, if they do recast it for anybody, they should get the dude that played High Evolutionary. Which I'm also
like... He just had a role, though.
He did just have a role. But honestly, though, their facial structures are, like, vastly different, but skin tone-wise, then just attitude towards being the type of character they need to be... Yeah, it's still the closest fit. Plus, we already know the face.
You need someone with Jonathan Majors' charisma.
Yeah, that's like trying to find a second snowflake in hell. It was already hard enough finding one, but finding two of them things.
Yeah, I don't know anyone who could pull it off. He's a great actor. I haven't seen him in anything I don't love him in.
Even in Lovecraft Country, though.
I love that show. You didn't like that show?
I still haven't finished it.
That show was great.
I mean, ever since HBO Max went to Max, it's like, this shit ain't working. What y'all want me to do?
Did you see where they put writers, directors, and producers now on their credits as this creator? They took away individual credits for everybody. Apparently, they're already backtracking off of that. But it's like, why the fuck would you do that?
Some of these things just do not make sense anymore.
The dude in charge of Warner Brothers and Discovery and all that, he seems like a fucking idiot.
People just, at this point, people really just looking for that easy bag.
Well, that's why the Writers Guild is striking. That's why SAG just called for a strike vote authorization. There's talk that DGA might strike. This might be the summer where all of Hollywood's on strike. Everyone's gonna, like, it seems like most everyone's gonna go on strike, mainly because of AI. And because of streaming, because they're not making any money. No one's getting residuals anymore. And AI is horrible.
AI is good for some things, but...
It's theft, dude. AI is a straight theft.
Yeah. There are even no denying that part.
It's all it is. It's theft. And all they're going to do is use AI to write outlines for scripts and then get writers to quote-unquote rewrite it so they can pay them less. And they're training AI on writers' work, so it's theft. There's, like, nothing ethical about it. It needs to be taken down. So I hope the strikes, I hope they win. Because, to be honest, what happens in Hollywood is probably what's going to dictate what happens to everyone else.
Speaking of what happens to everyone else, you hear what they did in Montana?
What happened in Montana?
Montana actually passed to ban TikTok in the whole state.
That's idiotic.
And TikTok is suing back like, hey,
yeah, they're suing them,
you
right?
Can't do that.
Yeah.
Even though it already passed, but it's like, how are you going to enforce this first off?
Well, they can't, they're not going to punish individual citizens. So like if you lived in Montana and you had TikTok, they won't do anything to you. Who the law penalizes is TikTok for letting new people download in Montana, and then Google Play Store and Apple Play Store.
How the hell are they supposed to be responsible for that?
Was it Utah banned porn or something like that? Like, it's insane. It's all just stupid.
People really just like to have that much control over other people.
That's all it is. It's just control. It's people throwing little hissy fits because they have nothing better going on.
Speaking of hissy fits, how'd you like the new Shazam movie?
I liked it.
People keep throwing a hissy fit over it. It's like...
Why? Because the unicorns? I thought the unicorns were amazing.
It ain't even the unicorns. It's just the suit changes.
What was wrong with the suit changes?
I personally fucking love the suit changes. But it's like, some people said, oh, you should have stuck with the old, like, just straight unicellular thing. We don't need the texture. I'm like, the fuck? The texture looks good. What
people
you mean?
I just want to complain. That's just people complaining. There's nothing wrong with the suits.
Look, even though they all lost their... Even when they was all losing their powers and shit... Them suits stayed winning.
I like Shazam. I thought it was good.
But
have you saw the new Fast and the Furious movie?
I did.
You did? Did you see the post credits scene?
The first one or the second one?
There's only one.
Okay, thank God there was only one. But yeah,
let's talk about the failure that Dwayne Johnson is on. What the fuck happened? I love The Rock, but Black Adam destroyed that man's whole everything. He banked so much on that movie, and when it crumbled...
It wasn't even a bad movie, though.
It wasn't a bad movie. It wasn't a great movie. It didn't change the face of superhero movies, like he said. Problem is, he hyped it too much. He never shut up about how it was going to change everything. And so when it didn't... His show got canceled, and now he's back in the Fast and the Furious movies.
Man.
When he showed up in that post-credits scene, I was just like, oh, my man, you just cost yourself the presidency.
We still got to admit,
you will never be taken serious again. He talks so much shit about Vin Diesel and about those movies. And on interview after interview, oh, I will never work with Vin Diesel again. I'll never be in those movies.
I'm still under the impression it's like, yeah, that was a bold-faced lie. We just had to make it seem like there's beef to boost the hype.
Oh, no.
It's one of them age-old tactics that we know it works.
The directors even come out and said, yeah, I had to make him certain promises, and I had a peace make between the two of them. After the bombing of Black Adam, The Rock just caved.
The Rock came crumbling down.
And I'm just like, dude, why?
I mean, part of it is still just, yeah, Black Adam was good. But also has the fact of, y'all gotta figure out how to tie this into the actual rest of DCE.
Well, he couldn't. The Shazam, fucking Chuck, what's his name?
Zach Levi?
He was supposed to be in Black Adam, and The Rock said, I don't want him in my movie.
They had to eventually talk about him.
The Rock didn't want to combine those two movies. He wanted to keep them separate.
Part of it also...
Even though they had the same wizard.
I still think one of the biggest reasons is because... remember, they're still trying to scrap the DCEU.
with Scrap, the Flash is ending it. Well, and then I guess Aquaman 2 is the post-credit scene? I don't know. Because Aquaman 2 is still coming out.
Man.
But the Flash is resetting everything. That's the whole point of the Flash.
I mean, remember how how Black Widow is completely out of place with the rest of everything in the MCU?
No.
On release schedule? No.
Release schedule-wise, yeah. But I mean, it fits. You just got to watch it earlier.
Aquaman 2 is going to be the same exact thing like that.
So it'll take place before the Flash.
Yeah.
That's the only way it works.
Aside from that,
I honestly think James Gunn's DC Universe is going to be better than Zack Snyder's. Hands down.
That one's honestly going to be a toss-up because there's a lot to expect at this point now.
I really, like, I know Zack Snyder has his cult following, like people who are, literally it's a cult. There are no more toxic fans than Zack Snyder fans. They're insane.
I mean, Bruce Campbell fans exist.
Yeah, Bruce Campbell's fucking awesome. What's wrong with Bruce Campbell? His fans don't try to destroy people's careers. That's Zack Snyder fans.
Do you know how many death threats there were because of how they did Papa Pizza?
Sam Raimi did that. No one was upset by that.
Oh, there's an entire subreddit that's upset about that.
That's insane. Well, those people are stupid.
And it's still just... Dog, it's not even that serious. He made it into a Marvel movie.
Every Bruce Campbell fan I know loved that. It was an homage to Evil Dead 2.
All right,
so how are we doing this? How are we doing the Flash?
We going to take a quick pause / pause. Actually, this does make its own mini episode, but we will resume in a minute.
Right. Do I stop it or you want me to just keep recording?
Oh, this is the end of this mini episode.
All right, well then, give us legends.
We'll see you in a few.